Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, if you were listening yesterday, you know that we talked about litter, picking up litter, not putting the litter out, you know, keeping the litter contained in your vehicle or wherever you're at, maybe walking down the street. But I happened to run across a couple of ideas related to keeping your car neat. And of course, one of those did include having something to put litter in. And their suggestion, these are all just sort of handy dandy little tips, to use an empty tissue box as a mini trash container for wrappers and other litter. And you could put at least one can in there, probably, if you were trying to get rid of cans as you're driving. And they suggest putting a piece of Velcro strip to the bottom of the box and stick it to the corner of the carpet by the passenger seat, so it's really handy. And I'm thinking, well, if you don't have a piece of Velcro, perhaps you have a piece of plumber's tape, some other kind of tape, you know, and you could make a little circle so you can stick it on the bottom of the tissue box, and it'll hold on the carpet long enough probably to fill up the tissue box with the pieces of trash that you might have. Another suggestion they had was to keep a small bottle of hand sanitizer in the side compartment of the driver's door, or perhaps also the passenger side. And so it's handy there if you want to clean up your hands after pumping gas, or, you know, if you've been even pushing a grocery cart, carrying bags, whatever, keep it handy right there for you. And this is one that I know I've thought of the problem, never thought of a solution, actually. You know, there are many cup holders in most vehicles anymore, and they can get sticky, you can get stuff down in there, and they're really difficult to clean out. So the suggestion is to purchase some silicone muffin liners and set one of those into the cup holder. And, you know, use it, and pretty soon it gets kind of grubby. You just take it out and wash it. If you don't happen to want to buy some of those, I think even putting a paper one in there would be useful if you have any muffin liners still on your cupboard or in your cupboard. And, of course, you could always purchase them. But I thought that was a pretty good idea because those little cup holders are kind of difficult to clean out. Another suggestion was to... if you like to keep receipts and you're going, okay, what did I do with that receipt? Just to keep an envelope, again, maybe in that side compartment somewhere handy that you can slip the receipts into, and then at the end of the month, perhaps go through them and decide which ones of those that you need to keep and which ones that you can put in the recycling bin. And if you put them there, you probably want to tear them in half, or perhaps if you have the possibility of burning your papers, that's another option. And finally, an idea not necessarily to keep the car cleaner, but perhaps keep it more interesting, is on the back side of your sun visor, put your favorite quote, and maybe change it from time to time. Look at it when you get into the vehicle, not when you're driving down the road. But, you know, maybe you want to do that for your partner and put one on the driver's side and put one on the passenger side and be surprised. Yeah, just kind of a fun little idea. Well, the other thing that I wanted to mention was related to another conversation I had, not on this program, but just, you know, as you go through your day, you visit with people. And this person, right up my alley, when she said, well, is it too early to plant things in the garden or plant vegetables? And of course, many of you know the answer to that is no. There are many cool weather crops that could have been put in the ground this year quite early, but definitely always pretty early. But it's not too late. You know, we're to the middle of April, and there's still lots of early season crops you could put out there. It's still getting relatively cool at night. And then, of course, some of those can be planted again in the fall when the nights are cool again. And so all of this is leading to taking a look at what is available through Iowa State University Extension. And most of them are available if you have a computer, can go online. Most of them are free. You just download, print them, and there they are for you, because a number of them are pretty short, you know, 2 pages, maybe 4 pages. When they get lots more pages and have slick covers, then there is a price for them, but you can order them online and get them. But many of the gardening ones are just one page front and back. And one of my favorite ones to keep on hand is the one that is called Planting and Harvesting Times for Garden Vegetables. So it goes through and lists many of the common vegetables, you know, onions, lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, and many more. And shows you in a little chart what are the appropriate planting times for those, and then the to go along with that, the appropriate harvesting times. Starting with those cool weather ones, radishes, and you just kind of keep planting those if you like radishes. Lettuce, the cabbage, those are turnips. Beets, chard, those are all cool weather ones. Collards, kale, those mostly kind of leafy green or dark green veggies are cool weather ones that you can get out there. And some people would say it's too late to plant potatoes because they always plant them on Good Friday, but now is still a great time to plant potatoes. So that's a really handy one. Now, if you say, well, I don't have a garden space, I'm not going to plant anything, another bulletin, a one page front and back, is called Container Vegetable Gardening, and has a list of suggestions of the kinds of vegetables and the varieties that grow well in containers, as well as the size of container that it would be best if you want to plant certain kinds of those. Great possibilities for growing right there. Have them right there by your back door, as long as your back door gets some sun on it. Most vegetables take at least 6 hours of sun a day. But the kind of container is not really very important. Just enough soil to be able to hold that plant together. And they're really fun. You know, one of the fun ones, I think, is just to have a big bowl, or maybe you have an old wash pan that you could put soil in and put lettuce in it. And you know, lettuce, various kinds of lettuce, you harvest one day and a couple days later it's back, so it's a continuing crop for quite a while here during the cool season. Doesn't take very long to grow from seed, so you don't have to have too much patience to get it going. And if you have some kids in your family, that would be a really fun thing for them to plant, because, again, they don't have to wait a real long time until they can harvest it and put it on their table, put it on their sandwich, get it eating. Well, the list of possibilities of the kinds of information that's available free online from a credible source, that's Iowa State University, is unending. Do you want to know about composting? Do you want to know about pesticides? Or do you want to know how to kill insects without using pesticides? Or do you want to know how to sell fruits and vegetables? Maybe you want to get into the whole flowering thing. Or maybe you want just a piece of information on a single vegetable, such as asparagus or rhubarb or chives. There are one page pieces of information on specific vegetables and also some on flowers. So that information is free to use. If you have a computer, really easy to do. If you don't have one, you could probably go to the library and use their computer. Or, of course, you can always go to your county extension office and they can help you out too. So no excuse for not having some appropriate information for growing almost anything. So until next time, here's a thought. It's never too late to start over. If you weren't happy yesterday, try something different today. Don't stay stuck.